welcome to week number two of our new four-week series called Let's Pray, where we are learning how to creatively commune with Jesus. Commune is a fancy word for sharing intimate thoughts or feelings with someone specifically on a spiritual level. So communing is, again, just a fancy word for spending time with someone in regards to spiritual things. So welcome back for those of you who were here last week. And I'm excited to hear how some of you engaged on our Lectio Divina practice last week. And I would love to hear how that went after service. So if that is one of you guys, let me know after service. And we can talk. If you guys weren't here for week number one, I would encourage you to listen to the podcast on our website about Lectio Divina and how you can creatively engage through Lectio Divina in your prayer life. We also have our prayer challenges in the back from last week. So if you weren't here or if you didn't do it and you want to try it this week, go ahead and grab one of those in the back. In this series, we're going through the Psalms. So each week, you'll be introduced to a new psalm, but also a new prayer practice that will help you engage God in a different way through your prayer life. Some of these will be easier for some of us. Others will be hard. If you're creative, today's will probably be your favorite because you get to engage your imagination. But before we dive deeper into the series, let's make sure that everyone has a Bible, a bulletin, and a pen. Everyone should. And if not, I would encourage you guys to grab one and go ahead and open up your bulletins to your outline page. And we are going to dive deep into what is prayer. This series isn't a practical series where we are going to dive into what prayer is on the levels of this is how you pray and this is why you pray and this is what prayer is. But it's more so an interactive series and a proactive series on creative ways to engage God through your prayer life. So we're going to give you different vehicles to help you do that. And each week we'll be praying as part of the service. So very similar to what we did last week. We'll give you guys space to put into practice what you're learning in each week's series or sermon. But before we do this, let's go back to our prayer series from last year on what prayer is. Chad did a good job of laying out what prayer is last week, so I just want to give us reminders of what this is. First is prayer is not a suggestion card. Remember last week we talked about how a suggestion card can help a restaurant or a church or a business get better in a particular way. But that's not what prayer is. Prayer is not you telling God, this is what I want and this is what I need. While that is part of prayer, you're also submitting your requests and your wants and your petitions to God because he wants these things. He wants to know your heart and he wants to hear what is going on in your life, even though he already knows it. That is part of communing. Sharing is part of communing. But it's important to realize that it's not just doing these things. Prayer is much more than just giving your wants and your needs to Jesus. Whoa, that went fast. Prayer is not one-sided. I know in my life, prayer can feel this way on a lot of different levels. Sometimes prayer can be awkward because I feel like I'm talking to the roof, but it's not. And we see this all throughout scripture of God responding. And I think very specifically we see it in the book of Job. There are 38 chapters of Job praying over and over again, saying, God, I need you. God, this is my request. God, this is my petition to you. And there are 38 chapters where God is silent. But in chapters 38 to 42 in the book of Job, we see that God's responding. And we see right there that prayer isn't one-sided. Even though sometimes we feel like it is, and even though sometimes it might seem like God isn't responding, He is there and he is listening. And like we talked about in the What is Love series, this idea of abiding, it's a give and a take. It's a both and relationship. That's what prayer is also. So prayer isn't just one side. And I think it's so important for us as Christians, as people seeking after Jesus, to realize that. Prayer can be simple. I also think as Christians, we have this unspoken idea or rule that when we pray, it has to be this long and eloquent. We have to use big words like sanctification and justification and other big Christian words that I can't think of right now. But it doesn't have to be that. God, I need you. God, I love you and I trust you is a prayer I prayed, the only prayer I prayed all of 2013. I needed that simple prayer to get me through a really hard time. And what's great is that simple prayer was heard by God. Prayer can be anytime and anywhere. It can be in your closet, can be outside. We can't put prayer in a box that it only has to be at dinner, or it only has to be in our bed right before we go to sleep, or it has to be in the morning right when we wake up. Prayer can be anytime and anywhere. Some of my best prayers are done driving at a stoplight, as I am walking in the grocery store and something reminds me of what happened that day. It can be any time. It can be anywhere. We have a God who's so big that it's so silly for us to put him in a box, that things have to be done a certain way at a certain time. It's not what prayer is. Prayer can be honest. This is all throughout scripture where we see people, again, the book of Job. He cries out to God and he's asking God, why did you do this? God, what is happening? God, why aren't you hearing me? Why aren't you responding to me? We see Jesus as he's praying before he's crucified. God, please, if this is in your will, take this away. God, let this cup pass from me. In our own lives, we can be honest in our prayers. Tell God you're angry. Get angry with him. Again, he wants to know what's going on in your life. While he already knows, he desires that communion with him, that connection, and that understanding that he is there listening to you and wants to know what's going on. So be honest with your prayer life. This is sprinkled all throughout scripture of men and women both taking their requests to God and being honest with what they're feeling and how they're feeling. Lastly, prayer is a conversation with God. And this goes right back up to the one-sided of a lot of times we feel like we're just talking. But it's a conversation. It's a give and a take. And part of prayer can be sitting in silence and solitude. Of once you pray, allowing God then to respond. A very wise man named Peter Gross told me that prayer is exchanging all that you are in exchange for all that God is. So it's giving yourself, being honest with who you are in front of God and receiving all that he is in exchange during your prayer time. My hope is that during this series, you can learn these six things. That your prayer life might not go from happening never to happening every single day, all day. But maybe you get that step closer to having a really great and fruitful prayer life by engaging these six things. Prayer is really important. Prayer is how we spend time with God. It's how we commune with him. And again, commune is just a fancy word for sharing our needs and our desires on a spiritual level with someone. Prayer is a vital and really important part of the Christian life. And again, I know it can feel awkward at times, but it's a learning experience. And very similar to other disciplines, it takes time and it takes practice to develop this. So this week we are going to dive into imaginative prayer. And remember, each week we're going to be in a different psalm. So this week we're in Psalm 23, which a lot of you have probably heard specifically at a funeral. If any of you have been to a funeral before, you've probably heard this. I was at a funeral on Friday, and they read this passage. It's really awesome when you look at it from an imagination side. It gives a lot of really cool details, and you can just imagine yourself being there, and we'll get to do that here in a minute. But I want to just give us a reminder that each week is going to be different. And out of curiosity, have any of you done imaginative prayer before? A couple of us. Okay, awesome. Again, this is going to be really great for those of us who are creative. I would fall into that category of being able to engage in that side of my brain. But I want to challenge those of us who are like, I'm not creative, so I'm just going to check out the rest of today. Don't do that. One of the greatest, and I think one of the most significant names that we are given in Scripture is an image bearer. And part of being an image bearer of Christ is that we are given creativity, each and every one of us. So I want to challenge you not to check out and to engage through this and really dive deep once we actually practice imaginative prayer in a little bit. So for those of us who don't know, imaginative prayer is a way to use and cultivate the amazing imagination God's given us to experience intimacy with him. This practice allows us to hear and to sit with a passage, putting ourselves in the story as though we are there. So this is very different from last week's prayer for those of us who were here last week. Last week we read. We used our brain. We listened. This week, we get to use our brain in a different way. We get to engage the passage in all five senses. We get to pretend as though we're there. We get to put ourselves in the story with God. Imaginative prayer consists of five components, and this prayer needs to be done with someone guiding you. So this can be done with a live teacher, which is what I'll do today, or it can happen on your phone. There are a ton of apps that have the imaginative prayer exercise in it. And so you'll see in your bulletins in this week's prayer challenge that we give you a really great vehicle for that. It's the Pray As You Go app, and they have a ton of great imaginative prayer exercises. So it can happen either way, in person or over your phone. But you need someone to lead you because you need to engage the story and just listen to it. So we're going to break down the five components that you will witness the most in imaginative prayer. And the first is you need to find a quiet place. This can be your room. This can be a closet. This can be outside at the beach. It can be up on the mountains. Wherever is distraction-free for you. Mine is just outside in nature. So if I'm doing this on my phone, even a quiet room, I've done this at conferences a few times, and so just a place where I can feel like I am by myself is the best that works for me. You know you best, so where is that spot? Think about that. The next is find a posture. And this can be where prayer gets a little awkward for some of us. It also can be where most of us fall asleep. You know you best. So different prayer postures are kneeling, which is getting on your knees. Prostrate, which sounds really weird, but all that means is you're laying face down on the ground. So in Scripture, we see a ton of people fall prostrate in front of a king, in front of God, in front of Jesus. And all that means is you're just on your face. You're laying down. Laying could be your prayer posture. Sitting, Indian style. Standing can be your prayer posture. Again, you know you best. So if you know that laying down in your bed or on the couch will put you to sleep, I would suggest finding a different prayer posture. If kneeling is how you can engage your imagination the most, then kneel. This is you and your time with God. And so I want to encourage you to experiment with different prayer postures. Again, I named four, but there are so many different ones that you can engage in. Next is listen to the reading. So once you find your quiet place, and once you find your posture, you're simply just going to listen. this prayer practice is all about listening. Back before the printing press and an actual Bible with written words was made, the way the word was communicated was through listening. Someone would hear it, they would take it to heart, and they would tell their children. They would tell those around them. And so this is what imaginative prayer is. It's listening, it's important, and it's really essential and almost the biggest piece of this prayer practice. And like I said, there are plenty of apps that have imaginative prayer exercises, so you don't have to take me home with you to lead you in imaginative prayer every time. That was supposed to be funny, and no one laughed, so that's fine. Next is you're supposed to imagine yourself in the story. Again, please don't check out if you think you are not creative. You are an image bearer. Therefore, you are creative. Each and every one of you in this room is creative. You'll listen to the story and you'll think, what am I feeling? What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I taste as I'm listening and engaging this story? Use your imagination and put yourself in the story. Lastly, you want to take time to reflect. You are going to be in your quiet place. You're going to be in your posture. You're going to listen. You're going to use your imagination. But like any experience we go through, we need to reflect. We need to figure out what God is wanting us to take away from it, what God is trying to teach us. And so just sit and be still with your feelings and your thoughts. This is hard for a lot of us. This is hard for myself. I don't like being in quiet places because when you are by yourself, what do? You think. You overthink. But what's cool about this prayer practice is you can think about a specific thing. Why did this stir in me? Why did I see this? Why did I think I heard this? So you want to reflect. So now that we have spent a brief time understanding imaginative prayer and the five components that go into it, we are going to take time to actually engage in it. So each of you either had a Bible on your chair, next to your chair, underneath your chair, you brought your own. We are going to flip to Psalm 23. Everyone, open your Bible to Psalm 23. Psalm is in the very middle of your Bible. So chances are you can just open it up to the middle and you're in Psalms. I'm going to give us a minute to read through Psalm 23, and once you're done, you can go ahead and close your Bible and just look up at me. You do not need to read the passage before you engage in an imaginative prayer. I just thought it would be a really great way for us to start, for those of us who aren't familiar with the passage. So go ahead, read, and again, once you're done, close your Bible and just look up at me. Once you're finished reading, I am going to ask you to put everything underneath your chair and go find a place in the room. Go find a posture where you can engage your imagination in. I'm going to ask that no one stays in the seats, but we spread out among the room. Again, you know the posture that will give you the best creative juices to flow. There are pillows in the back, so if you want a pillow to be comfortable. We're not going to go into the prayer room, but we are going to stay in this room. We're going to dim the lights right now. And get creative. Find your prayer posture. It can be laying down. It can be kneeling. It can be standing. I would suggest if you are next to someone who might distract you to move, this is a time for you and God. This is a time for you to engage our Heavenly Father through a really cool prayer practice. Nice. Once you have found your quiet spot, once you have found your position, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, relax, get comfortable, do whatever it takes to just barely be here. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out of your mouth. You can put your hand on your stomach and feel the air is going in and the air going out. Take time to just breathe. I'm going to read through the story two times. The first time, I want you to just listen. Listen to the gifts that are being given to you. And the second time, I want you to focus on the giver of the gifts given. Imagine yourself in the story. What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you see? What do you taste? What can you touch? Walking hand in hand with God, you're led through green meadows so you can lie down and rest when you're tired. You feel safe. You feel comfortable. You feel relaxed. Feel the cool breeze against your skin and the warm sun on your face. Breathe in deeply the peace God offers you. Someone watches over you while you sleep, so rest a moment. God, the creator of all of this, is good. God is the one who takes care of you, so everything you need is yours. When you feel thirsty, he leads you to a fresh stream. Feel the cool water, taste its sweetness. Your soul is restored and refreshed as you journey with God. You are gently guided along paths that offer life to you and to others, paths of good things. Your heart is full. You really want to sing, so go ahead.
Calling all style matchmakers.
Your soul is restored and refreshed as you journey with God. You are gently guided along paths that offer life to you and to others. Paths of good things. Your heart is full. You really want to sing, so go ahead. And even when you walk through a dark and scary valley, there is nothing to fear. God is with you, protecting and comforting you. You'll never be left alone. You feel yourself lifted into God's strong arms as you journey through the dark. God prepares a banquet for you in the midst of all of your fears. You are God's own. God blesses you with oil. Your joy overflows as you sit at the table and eat. Goodness and love will be with you always. You'll live in the house of love forever. Stay in the beauty of this love that never ends. Dance, play, rest, enjoy. Continue to breathe. And as I read through the story again, let's focus on the giver of the gifts that we receive. Again, imagine yourself in the story. walking hand in hand with God, you're led through green meadows so you can lie down and rest when you're tired. You feel safe. You feel comfortable. You feel relaxed. Feel the cool breeze against your skin and the warm sun on your face. Breathe in deeply the peace God offers you. Someone watches over you while you sleep. Rest a moment. God, the creator of all of this, is good. God is the one who takes care of you, so everything you need is yours. When you feel thirsty, God leads you to a fresh stream. Feel the cool water and taste its sweetness. Your soul is restored and refreshed as you journey with God. You are gently guided along paths that offer life to you and to others. Paths of good things. Your heart is full. You really want to sing, so go ahead. And even when you walk through a dark, scary valley, there is nothing to fear. God is with you. God is protecting you. And God is comforting you. You will never be left alone. Feel yourself lifted into God's strong arms as you journey through the dark. God prepares a banquet for you in the midst of all of your fears. You are God's own. God blesses you with oil. Your joy overflows as you sit at the table and you eat. Goodness and love will be with you always. You will live in the house of love forever. Stay in the beauty of this love that never ends. Dance, play, rest, enjoy. I want you to slowly open your eyes. Start thinking through and reflecting that last component of imaginative prayer. What did you hear? What did you taste? What did you smell? And as you slowly get up to return to your seats, continue thinking about what stuck out to you. What you thought was weird, what you thought was really awesome. And then we'll enter into a time of just group reflection together. So go ahead and slowly get up and head back to your seats. The lights are going to come on, so be prepared for that. I want to take some time just to hear how this was. What was weird? What did you like? What did you see? I want to hear from a handful of you, so you can raise your hand. You don't have to raise your hand. I just want to hear what you're comfortable sharing and what you experienced as we went through Psalm 23 together. Thanks for sharing, guys. I know sometimes it can be scary sharing what thoughts and emotions stirred inside of you, so thank you for doing that. And I always hope that this is a safe place for you to do that. And that is one of the things that we value most here at Overflow, is that you feel safe and known. And so thank you for entering into that with us. Know we don't take that lightly, and know that we want to honor those things, so thank you for doing that. As we close, I want us to open our bulletins again. And I just want to share this week's prayer challenge with you. Again, you do not need to do the prayer challenge. This is totally optional. However, I do highly encourage it because it could be a really cool way to experience God and just commune with him this week. Again, communing is just sharing your intimate thoughts and feelings on a spiritual level with someone. And we want that someone to be God. And so this week's prayer challenge is, can you pray through all six imaginative, contemplative exercises on the Pray As You Go app for the next 6 days? One prayer each day. So again, don't feel like you have to do this, but I think it's a really cool way for you to engage in prayer. Also, for those of you who didn't get to do the Lectio Divina from last week, chose not to do it for whatever reason, and you want to try it again this week, we have more of those in the back that you can totally grab on your way out. And as the worship team comes on up, I just want to give us another moment to just sit and reflect on what we did today. Sit and reflect on how God challenged you in a new prayer exercise. Think about if you want to engage in this week's prayer challenge. I would challenge you to pray and ask God if you should engage in this week's prayer challenge. Prayer is the most important thing that we can teach you. Scripture can be taken away from you. Church can be taken away from you. But the one thing that can never be taken away from you is prayer. So our goal is that you graduate people passionate about Scripture and people of prayerfulness. Not people who pray, but prayerful people who are continually engaging God through prayer, who are communing with God in new ways. And so this series, again, is just different creative ways for you to learn how to engage God. So let's pray together now. Jesus, thank you. God, thank you for hearing our prayers. And Scripture makes that so clear. God, the Psalms tell us that you incline your ear to hear the cries of your children. God, Scripture tells us that you hold each tear we cry in a bottle. God, you walk through the valley of death with us. You are with us. God, you are holding us. You're protecting us. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. God, we acknowledge that you are already in this room, so we don't need to invite you in. But God, I just ask that your presence and your spirit is made known to us. God, that we can see you in very tangible ways in our life this week. God, for those of us who choose to do the prayer challenge, God, I ask that it's a fruitful week for us, that we can engage in imaginative prayer and really just experience cool ways of communing with you, God. We love you so much. Amen.